Writing in the new issue of Columbia Journalism Review, ABC News President David Weston finds the future of network news bright, with prospects for better times, despite a fragmenting audience that now surfs the net for information or watches cable or maybe trades gossip for hours on end from anywhere to anywhere by cell phone. There is a worrisome trend, he says, but it is not technological in nature. David Weston, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you for having me.
You are bothered by opinion in television, opinion on the air everywhere.
Yes, I am, Alex, but not so much just its existence. As I noted in the article, opinion has existed in electronic journalism and print journalism for a good long time. The thing that worries me is that its penetration has been increasing in a lot of what we see, particularly in television news.
These cable television programs that, you know, I think a lot of people think of as news programs, they're really kind of talk programs. I'm thinking of, I'm thinking of programs on Fox, especially The O'Reilly Factor, Hannity and Colmes, and others, where people sit around and trade opinions. As you note in your article, they look like journalists. They're on sets that look like news sets. They have graphics that look like the graphics we see on the news, but it's not really news.
Right, and people have had a tendency to focus particularly on Fox News, and I agree with you that some of what we see on Fox News is a matter of opinion and point of view, but it's not limited to Fox News at all. I mean, we see it on, for example, CNN, and we see it on MSNBC, perhaps as they felt a need to compete. And once again, I am not at all troubled by people coming on radio or television expressing their opinions, provided we make it clear that's what's being done, and we don't make it clear enough. And that is, I think, a danger for all of us.
These are attributes of opinion journalism on TV, and this is according to you in your article. It's vivid, it's entertaining, it's less expensive than reporting. That sounds pretty good to people.
Well, I think that's part of why we're seeing, I think, such a dramatic increase in the amount of opinion for all of those reasons. It does look good to people. I do think that there has to remain an important role for people who are trying to do something different than merely express their opinions. They are trying to find the truth as best they can, tell it to the American people as best they can, and do their utmost to try to keep it straight down the middle, as I would put it.
Straight down the middle, truth. These are words that journalists aspire to, but many people have come to say, journalism critics over the last decades, that, you know, there is no one truth, that the idea of truth is necessarily subjective.
Well, as I quoted in the article, a long, long time ago, I used to study philosophy in college, and there was a famous Harvard philosopher named Willard Van Orman Quine who has a great quote to the effect that creatures that are always wrong in their inductions have the sad but laudable quality of becoming extinct. Whether 3,000 plus people died on 9/11 died or not is not a relative truth. While certainly there are issues that fair minds can disagree about and that there is no received wisdom on, and we have to recognize, there are a whole host of issues that I think are very susceptible to proof. So I think there's a slippery slope there. The fact that some things are not knowable doesn't mean that nothing is knowable.
How do you make the argument to your bosses, who, after all, want numbers? They want viewers. And if they see people going to opinion programs that are flashy and attractive, and how do you say to them, okay, maybe they are getting numbers for that, but we need to do this. We need to pursue truth because it's the right thing to do.
Three points I would and do make to my bosses. Number one, the numbers that are being attracted, even by the most popular, you mentioned earlier Bill O'Reilly's program, even the numbers reached by Bill O'Reilly are only a fraction of what we are doing on the network. Put aside journalism or what's good for society. As a competitive business matter, it's a mistake to chase after smaller numbers, number one. Number two, the value, I believe, of ABC News is in its credibility. And if we were to start giving up that value, then we wouldn't be doing any good for the shareholders. Again, put aside what we'd be doing for the society generally. But number three, as a practical matter, Alex, if we decided today that we were going to go be an opinion organization, we wouldn't do it as well. The people who work here didn't come here for that. They're not as good at it. We would fail at that as a competitive matter.
Let me ask you, in the pursuit of truth and high standards in journalism, is ABC News going to keep the Nightline program on the air?
It is my hope and expectation we'll have another 25 years of Nightline. We've had 25 years we'll be celebrating coming up in May. We believe at ABC that we have better programs than our competitors, but all of our competitors have essentially rival programs to each one of the programs we put on the air, with the exception of Nightline. There is only one Nightline, and it's terribly important to us that remain where it is and go on to another 25 successful years.
David Westin is the president of ABC News. His article, The Truth About TV News, is in the new issue of Columbia Journalism Review. David Westin, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks very much for having me.